Hey guys, welcome to another reoccurring episode on TOT the podcast. This is going to be our Q&A. It's going to be popping up here and there. We've had some people throw in some questions and we're going to be answering them one by one. If you could choose any horse to have for free, which horse would you pick and why? It may be any horse, regardless of the horse being well known, dead or alive. It's an interesting question. And of course, your mind goes first to horses that have inspired you and, you know, you've admired, have given you a certain sense and a feeling or an idealized thought of that is success or that would feel amazing. You know, that person that was so successful with that horse, that person that has seemingly such a deep relationship, that person that has a horse that looks like the only thing he wants to do is be with that person every day. You know, you could think about horses, dead or alive, legends, or someone that just has a horse that you know of and you admire the things that they're able to do with the horse, or you admire the things that the connection they have, the relationship they have. But I think the reality is that that only happens in that moment with that person and that horse, because that's who they are and that's who the horse is, and that's the moment in their life where that horse and that person came together. And let's face it, in our eyes, when we see the narrative of something that inspires or is brilliant or we wish we had, it's always a combination of horse and human a lot of the time. There may be a movie where you see, you know, a horse running free. Your horse might be, I wish I had Black Beauty because I want to also every day watch that horse run across the field and look so free and beautiful as he did on the movies. But a lot of the time it's to do with the interaction and the connection, the conversation and the ability that, you know, someone had such a deep connection with that horse and they were able to produce something really, really special and unique that you don't really see anywhere else. And that's the whole point of it, that it is unique to that person and that horse. That chemical combination and the ingredients that both horse and rider brought together was, in that moment, what was meant to happen. And that's why the brilliance and the magic appears. And there's also moments in time, you know, where you see, particularly in dressage, riders have their moment. They have their horse. You hear riders talk about the horse of their lifetime that they can't replicate, you know, and that's what makes it so special and unique, because it is that moment in time. You can't go back to that one Olympics, you know, for instance. What's the combinations? Charlotte and Vallegro. You know, look at the story that comes with that combination. Look at the Olympics they rode in London at a time where they had huge momentum, that team, you know, with Alan and Carl and Charlotte and, you know, all the support crew and the family and the friends that surround them. And the story of Charlotte, where she came from and, you know, the good connection her and Carl had together, the story of that horse, you know, and how they built that amazing partnership and what they actually conquered in such an early development of a career. And if you go back and look at the sort of repertoire of what happened in that story between those two, and there's probably a lot of people that would say, in the dressage world, if you were to have one horse, click your fingers and you could have him, they would say Vallegro. But of course, the story would never be the same. You're having the feeling of the projection of, I would love to have a story like that too, but it would never be the same. And it's always that moment in time, you know, getting Charlotte to have a horse like that in that point of her career, to ride in London, in her home country, you know, and to win gold. And, you know, those moments you can't relive. So, for me, I appreciate those stories and magical moments and connections that people have. I also have that on the online. You know, I see people that genuinely having difficulties and they, of course, want to get rid of the undesired behaviors, they think they have a problem. I see them having a blessing. They're having that horse that makes them search and go deeper in understanding themselves and understanding their horse. They're going to places and they're discovering new areas and moments in their life they would never have if they didn't have that horse that pushed them to further develop their knowledge. And I appreciate that. I appreciate people's journeys and the connection, and when they find a horse that really drives them to go further in their progression, to go to the next level, to step it up in all areas of your life, because you need to do that. That's what horses is doing for me. It's, you know, that it's that development, that self-knowledge, self-development. It's that eternal goal that is actually never meant to be met. So if I was to say, which horse would I love to have, it would be my next one. And it would be the horse that I don't yet know that I'm going to have, and start that journey from the beginning and see where it takes us. I would definitely like to have a horse that I had from the beginning, which we have the privilege of having now. But having the horse really from the start and develop and understand and learn and become familiar and grow and know to the depths of who that horse is and what he values innately from his genetics, and just to be able to flourish together and see where that goes. The mystery of having a horse and not knowing whether you have the click, and then finding it and then achieving those things, and the horse giving you the small inclination of an area that you could go that you've never been before, and the mystery of actually not knowing what is going to be possible. What is the journey? Where is that going to take you? And I think more and more about that. I've had a lot of horses that I'm eternally grateful for, and I've done amazing things that I would never have dreamt of doing. I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't write it. If someone said to you, what is the thing you really want to do with a horse? If I was to write it and then I got that horse a little bit down the track and we went along that journey, most of it has surpassed any kind of thing I could have imagined or written prior to having started that journey with that horse. And I try now to have put the energy and the spark and the possibility, you know, really try to feel that I can be in a state of mind to allow no limitations within the quantum field of what's possible with the relationship, connection, and journey into the future of where you're going with that horse. And I think that's the real magic that can fill you and give you unlimited energy every day. And it's nice to imagine what a famous horse or a horse that has influenced you would be like to have. But the true essence of what is really magical is the one that falls in your lap and the one that you are given the privilege to start a journey with.